Hi, I'm self-nurturing expert and speaker Kelly Grimes, author of The Art of Self-Nurturing, a field guide to living with more peace, joy, and meaning. I am so happy to share one of my favorite self-nurturing practices with you, the arrival technique. To begin this guided meditation, I invite you to bring a spirit of curiosity and non-judgment to yourself. If you're in a safe place, I invite you to close your eyes. Or soften them down to not receive a lot of visual stimulation. And with all mindfulness practices, I invite you to simply pay attention on purpose. Notice how it feels to be sitting wherever you are. Notice how it feels to have your feet firmly placed on the ground. And notice where your hands are resting. Now I invite you to bring attention to your breath. Breathe in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth. And follow your breath in and out for 3 cycles of breath, really noticing how it feels to fill up your lungs and how it feels to exhale. Now I invite you to bring awareness to your body. Notice if you feel any tension or tightness anywhere. Notice if you feel any pain or discomfort anywhere in your body. And notice if there is anywhere you feel no sensation at all. Now I invite you to release awareness of your body and return to your breath, taking 3 full body breaths in and out. Now, with curiosity and non-judgment, I invite you to bring your awareness to your thoughts. See if you can be a curious observer of your thoughts and just label them. Perhaps you're having an anxious thought or a judging thought. Maybe you're having a planning thought. See if you can observe the thought without chasing after it, label it, and come back to the next thought. On your next exhale, release awareness of your thoughts and return to your breath. Your breath is a beautiful way to connect to yourself in the present moment at any time. And indeed, your breath is your constant companion and best friend. We know that 10 intentional breaths in and out can change your neural pathways. It can lower your stress and increase a sense of being calm and grounded and more peaceful. I invite you to place your hand on your heart now and acknowledge something about yourself that you are grateful for. Allow that feeling of gratitude to fill your heart and radiate out into your whole body. And on your last few intentional breaths, in and out, on the in-breath in your mind, I invite you to say, I breathe into this moment. And on the out-breath, I have arrived. I breathe into this moment. I have arrived. When you're ready, allow your eyes to float open. Now that you are reconnected with yourself, ask yourself what would be the most nurturing thing you could do for yourself in this moment. If you have the time now, give yourself permission to do that nurturing activity. If not, please plan on prioritizing time later to nurture yourself. What I love about the arrival technique is it combines five empowering self-nurturing practices: mindfulness of your breathing, connection to your body and all the wisdom that your body has to teach you, observing your thoughts, really both the connection with your body and that observing of your thoughts increase your self-awareness, which is critical in practicing self-nurturing. The next activity is cultivating acknowledgement and gratitude for yourself. This is such an important and beautiful practice because indeed it helps us cultivate resilience. It reminds us of our self-worth and value. And it helps us focus on what's going well, the acknowledgement piece, and not always our to-do list. It's like pausing and really acknowledging ourselves is so nurturing. And then the final thing that this arrival technique affords us an opportunity is, as we're connected with ourselves, to then pause and ask, what would be the most nurturing thing you could do for yourself? This is really important, as it allows you to be guided by what is in your highest good at any moment. You can do this beautiful mindfulness practice before you go to work. You could do it after work. You could do it in lunchtime. You could do it before transitioning from one thing to the next, before you care for your family so you're fully present. You can practice this before a difficult conversation so that you're really grounded, or when you need to make a decision, or at any time you want to ground yourself and reconnect. Incorporating the self-nurturing practice into your life will empower you to make nurturing choices for yourself, which will result in you living with more peace, joy, and meaning. Please know that I'm sending you so much peace, love, and gratitude. Thank you so much.